Residents 65 and over qualify for a sales tax-free card with the borough. 479 seniors currently have those cards and do not have to pay the borough's 6% tax on purchases. Local resident Harvey Gilliland called the exemption a great aid for seniors on a fixed income and didn't want it to end. And another senior, Jackie Morrison, offered a compromise.
And I don't want to be a burden on the young kids that they have to pay 6% and I don't pay anything. Has it occurred to anybody, or is it even a thought, that maybe we could all split it, that we could pay 3%, and you young kids can pay 3%. That wouldn't kill us. It wouldn't do us any good, but it wouldn't kill us. And I appreciate you guys trying to figure out how to keep this city running.
The committee also heard from Bob Nilsson, who thought rising costs to live in Petersburg would force seniors to leave town.
I don't worry about for myself. I worry about a lot of other people that don't have money. I have enough money. I admit that. But I know that how people think, oh, I shouldn't talk about this. But the truth of it is, there's a lot of poor people in this town, just like everywhere else. And if you take this exemption away, it hurts them.
Besides removing the exemption altogether, the committee also heard arguments for a smaller change. Glorianne Wallen thought there were too many exemptions from sales tax and thought too much of a burden fell on people paying property tax.
I would just like to ask if maybe we would consider looking at maybe only giving exemptions for things like food and fuel, things that people that are really, having trouble living here. Those are the things that they really need, is food and fuel or some of those kinds of things.
Another idea was granting the exemption only to low-income seniors. Committee Chair Sue Flint read a letter submitted by Assemblymember John Hoag.
Speaking as an individual, it appears to me that given the projection that the number of seniors who will qualify for an exemption will double in the next 10 years, that continuing the exemption without any modification would be unfair to the rest of the community, as too high a percentage of the population will be exempt from sales tax. Many of us who qualify for the exemption do not need it. I suggest that the exemption be modified to have a qualification of an income-based exemption for seniors.
Hoag suggested an annual tax return document could be used to apply with the borough for an income-based exemption. Committee members also talked about using Medicaid eligibility as a determining factor. Committee member John Mergus had trouble with an income-based system for the exemption that would be a public issue at the checkout line.
If it's something that's based on Medicaid eligibility, we seniors have pride, and it would be difficult to be standing in line and then hopefully being real quiet, I'm exempt, and it'd be like food stamps or something like that. And I think that would be too humiliating to expect our seniors to have to do that.
Mergus thought the community should be welcoming with open arms any seniors who are willing to move here. And another committee member, Lee Corio, wanted to keep in mind the impact that sales tax changes have on retail sales locally.
Because there are many people who opt to go to other communities mm-hmm. because of the 6% that they can save by going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And it does directly impact the bottom line, which also directly impacts our ability to employ others, to so on. There's a trickle-down effect as a result of that.
Corio also thought the state's projection of a growing senior population in the area was too high because of the inclusion of CAKE numbers. He did not think the percentage of Petersburg seniors would be doubling. In fiscal year 2013, the community saw over $107 million worth of sales. Of that, nearly $61 million worth was exempt. Committee member Fran Jones pointed out that total senior exemptions last fiscal year were only $4 million worth of sales. That's much smaller than the impact from other exemptions.
Whereas some of these other ones, like government, which I know we have to exempt because we're required to by federal and state law, those were actually $16 million. Resale was almost $7 million. Out of town, almost $14 million. And so on and so forth. Seniors are a small part.
Meanwhile, Finance Director Jody Tao told the committee that the borough was above last year's sales tax revenue amount at this time of year by $240,000.
It does fluctuate quite a bit each year. I kind of tried to pull a report together for businesses that were outside the borough, or mm-hmm. outside Service Area 1, that have now been taxing, and it was about $55,000 of that. I think a lot of it was just because it was such a great fishing year, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
The committee has yet to vote on any recommendations for the borough assembly, but plans to meet twice next month with that goal in mind. Any tax changes would be going on the ballot this October. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.